New players for a new game. Global and unrestricted. Turin, Italy. Civilization had too many rules for me, so I did my best to rewrite them. Bill Cosby. As he rotated 360 degrees through the air, the deafening noise turned to silence. Dale Begg Smith executed the backflip perfectly. Skis crossed in an X over his head and landed in the record books as he slid across the finish. It was February 16, 2006, and he was now a mogul skiing gold medalist at the Turin Winter Olympics. Unlike other full-time athletes, he will never have to return to a dead-end job after his moment of glory, nor will he look back at this day as the climax of his only passion. After all, he was only 21 years old and drove a black Lamborghini. Born a Canadian and something of a late bloomer, Dale found his calling, an internet-based IT company, at the age of 13. Fortunately, he had a more experienced mentor and partner to guide him, his 15-year-old brother, Jason. Created to fund their dreams of standing atop the Olympic podium, it would, only 2 years later, become the third largest company of its kind in the world. While Dale's teammates were hitting the slopes for extra sessions, he was often buying sake for clients in Tokyo. In a world of work harder, not smarter, it came to pass that his coaches felt he was spending too much time on his business and not enough time in training, despite his results. Rather than choose between his business or his dream, Dale chose to move laterally, with both, from either or to both and. He wasn't spending too much time on his business. He and his brother were spending too much time with the Canucks. In 2002, they moved to the ski capital of the world, Australia, where the team was smaller, more flexible, and coached by a legend. 3 short years later, he received citizenship, went head-to-head against former teammates, and became the third Aussie in history to win winter gold. In the land of wallabies and big surf, Dale has since gone postal. Literally. Right next to the Elvis Presley commemorative edition, you can buy stamps with his face on them. Fame has its perks, as does looking outside the choices presented to you. There are always lateral options. New Caledonia, South Pacific Ocean. Once you say you're going to settle for second, that's what happens to you in life. John F. Kennedy.